Blog Talk Radio.
Wolfpack is back, over mass destruction. Guess who sees the bad boys arresting? Just in competition, win the war, that's their mission. Not no mercy, see the rain flood the street. If you don't know, you better find out the Wolfpack. A point number one, just believe that you don't want to talk with them or be a part of them. Coming to bring with them, you're never walking out again. Don't turn your back on the wolf pack. 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 You might wind up in a body bag. Your chances, now it's time to show you what's wrong. In the rain, this is poor, all you suck's not strong. Day in, day out, the wolf pack for life. Tell me who has the guts to come in the rain tonight. Don't care about the replicas, we make our own rules. You're doing it what it takes to feel their shoes. See, it's just a crowd pleaser, on the ground to leave. You're the punishment for making enemies for these soldiers. Don't turn your back on the wolf pack. Don't turn your back.
Hey, yo.
Wolfpack in the house. What's going on, guys? You know, it's another episode on January 27, 2016. We're doing it Sports Wednesday style. Long Wolf, what's going on?
What to do? We back in the house, y'all, Wolf Nation.
Wolf Nation, what's going on? Y'all already know we're back. They can't ban us, man. They tried to ban us. I can't believe that shit. Ain't nothing, you know that shit ain't happening like that, man. Anyway, guys, real quick, Facebook.com, Wolfpack TV. Go right in there, bro.
No, I was just going to say, we just like Cam Newton. We go, well, we want, how we want, whenever we want. But we're going to get on with the show, folks. Big Bad Wolf, Long Wolf in the house once again.
Once again, we in the house, guys. Wolfpack TV, hit us up, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Y'all heard me go say those things on there. Guys, come on the show. Now, 713-955-0733. Major things is happening, guys. We're about to, our picks are coming for the Instagram. We're about to get that Instagram popping. I noticed a lot of people are going the Instagram way, and the Snapchat is coming soon, too, for Wolfpack TV. This is what we do, guys. You know, Wednesdays we do the sports for the Wednesday, and you know, real life situations on Thursday. So, let's get right into the show. I'm actually pulling for Cam Newton to win the Super Bowl, for the simple fact that, you know, African American quarterback, and another thing, he is the underdog. Everybody's hating on him for some reason. I don't know, especially all you racist motherfuckers. I saw the Twitter stuff that was going on. I'm going to talk about that just a little bit, just the racist stuff. I mean, he's arrogant when you can't compare greatness to anything else, so y'all have to try to hate. And, you know, y'all always trying to keep an African-American person down as it is, and to be an African-American QB in the NFL is very tough. I know y'all hate to see, you know, somebody like that. Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, they can do celebrations and nobody has anything to say. But once Cam Newton or RG3 or, you know what I'm saying, Tyrod Taylor or Michael Vick or Vince Young, when he was in the league, when they did celebrations, you know, y'all always had something to say, or y'all thought, you know, something, you know, he's not as, you know, it's ridiculous. The much hate that comes from you guys is very ignorant, and, you know, I'm really sick and tired of it, from a standpoint of, you know, enough is enough, man. You know, I'm just going to start putting you guys literally through a table, like real shit. All you hating ass dudes, you know what I'm saying, that's hating like that. I'm really just talking about the racist people, in society talking down on Cam Newton. You know, he deserves it. He's going to get MVP hands down. you know, it is what it is. I told everybody about them Broncos, and Broncos was going to make it, you know what I'm saying, to the Super Bowl. So, I mean, we'll see how it goes. But I'm actually pulling for Cam. I don't know if he can get a ring. Lone Wolf, your thoughts on all the hate from Cam Newton?
I think it's ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? All the hate he's receiving. You know, I think that, you know, it's sad that, you know, we're still dealing with this. But, you know, in the midst of racial tensions in America right now, I guess it's pretty big deal. You know, it's almost like you can't celebrate or be yourself, and right. People want to criticize right. you. And I see that Cam Newton with that lone wolf style, you know, I do it how I want. And, you know, I feel that, you know what I'm saying? You know, he's winning. And, you know, it's just going to be a lot of hate going towards that direction. And, you know, I got to give a lot of credit to Ron Rivera, the head coach. You know, who really doesn't, you know, interfere, you know, and just lets Cam do Cam. And I think that says a lot to why they're winning, you know, when you have these coaches kind of overstepping and trying to change right. guys' character, and they can't beat themselves and play to their fullest potential. So, you know, I'm rooting for Cam as well. I mean, I did say that they weren't going to make it past the Seahawks. I was wrong for that. I mean, it wasn't that I didn't want them to win. I just thought the Seahawks, you know, they were going to pull it together. But obviously, that just shows how good the Panthers really are and how good Cam Newton is. And I'm hoping that they can, you know, pound the Broncos in the Super Bowl and, you know, Cam Newton come out with the win. And I really feel like it's the passing of the torch here. You know, I feel like Peyton Manning's at his end and Brady is coming to a close soon. And Cam Newton is really that guy, man, at this point, you know, just based on the way he's playing and the record that his team has. So I really hope that they win and he proves the point and, you know, just shows these guys that, you know, that no matter how much you hate on me, I'm still going to succeed.
Yeah, guys. I mean, you know, Whoop Nation does know, you know, yeah, that's why we have our, you know, thing, you know, write comments on our Facebook page. Yeah, see the Facebook page. Twitter, hit us up on Twitter. Hit us up on Instagram. Let us know how you feel about the topics that we're talking about, you know, and other topics that you want us to discuss for, you know, upcoming shows in the future. You know, especially I know a lot of you guys are really sports fanatics, so y'all want to hop on the show. I got like four or five people that want to hop on the show just talk about sports. So I'm going to try to get you guys on the show here coming soon. If you're listening to Wolf Nation out there, Vasquez, Charlie, there are a couple other guys I can't really I can't remember the names right now. They'll come to me that want to come on the show and talk sports. We can definitely do that. I'm going to try to get in touch with you guys here pretty soon if you're listening. Definitely get you guys on the show so we can talk about the sports segment of our show. I want Peyton Manning to win as far as get a Super Bowl win, but I didn't want him to go against Cam to get it. Unfortunately, I have to go with Cam on this because I feel like he deserves it, you know, especially with everybody hating. You know, I just feel like if Peyton Manning does perhaps be in the Super Bowl, I think it might. I think he'll probably give it another go, one more year to try to go since he get it. But, I mean, you know, there's this other side of me telling me that he might retire if he does win this Super Bowl. He might end up retiring, going out as a winner. So, you know, we will definitely wait to see what I was very hurt about when Cam beat up on my Seattle Seahawks like that. You know, it is what it is, though. Like I said, you know, I want to see Cam win get that ring. Also, let's talk about the Blake Griffin incident that happened. First take his and hers was talking about that. You guys see ESPN, so y'all know what I'm talking about. He hit his best friend inside the restaurant, then turned around to hit him outside of the restaurant. So I got a feeling that he's going to get fined pretty big. Kia commercials and deals is going to be gone probably. I don't know. You know, they don't really they're not really too kind on the assault like that. And I don't understand, you know, when you're in that paper, you're getting paid millions of dollars and you know, you just lash out like that, and especially on a person that you really care about and that you, you know, that you call your friend. It's just really heartbreaking. Definitely a distraction for the Clippers. They actually pulled out a win today. They want to get the Atlanta Hawks 85-83. I don't know. I got a text earlier from one of my other homeboys. He said it was a question. There's a rumor saying that Chicago Bulls are trying to get Blake Griffin for Gasol and some future round picks. I'm not sure how accurate that is, but that is a rumor. That's going to be kind of crazy. I mean, you know, the Clippers organization going to fall apart. Also, they're asking Kevin Durant about his free agency. He handled that very well because, you know, if he was rude, they were going to make a big scene about that shit all over the media. Say that, you know, Kevin Durant is this, Kevin Durant is that, you know what I'm saying? And I just want to say that one of the definitions that he's talking about, one, two of the definitions I know for sure that he's talking about, one, are New York and L.A. Looks like Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook are going to probably opt out after this season. I really don't see them guys beating the Warriors in seven games, and I definitely don't see them guys beating the Spurs. Those are the two teams you got to get to. So those are going to be that's going to be a hellacious ride when it comes to playoff time. So with that being said, with that team, I don't see him beating the Spurs in seven games or the Warriors. That's just my opinion. What's your thoughts on the Blake Griffin? Let's talk about the Blake Griffin situation real quick. Go back to that just real fast. How you feel about that? Do you think that was a distraction for the Clippers? I know Doc Rivers is pretty upset about that, and he's definitely going to get some fines and some disciplinary action. Your thoughts on that situation?
Yeah, I think it's avoidable, you know, and it's just a mistake on Blake Griffin's part, you know, and the situation is avoidable, and it's just kind of like, you know, why would you do that? But I feel like it's also more to it than it's being exposed. You know what I'm saying, that's being said, so, you know. But yeah, it's definitely a distraction.
Yeah, definitely a distraction, and I agree. I think it's a distraction. I think that, and I think Clippers just have, I think this is last year before everybody breaks up. If they don't get to where they need to get to by the end of this year, Doc Rivers could be fired. I got a feeling that's going to happen. One of them guys is going to probably opt out of contract. Or, you know, I got a feeling there's been rumors about Jamal Crawford leaving the organization. He's rumored. He's one of the targets. I'm not sure where he's going to go. Somebody was saying that it was a rumor that he ended up going back to New York. Others are saying that he might go to Chicago. I mean, I have no idea what's going on, but I just got a feeling that them guys is, you know, this is their last ride. And, you know, Josh Smith just got he's back on Houston, which I don't understand why he signed with the Clippers anyway and didn't get no playing time. I mean, he would have saw. I guess the reason why he went to Houston is because, you know, he's gonna get some playing time, because I know Capella is playing pretty good. He's like a good hustle guy, but I don't know. I don't understand why he left Houston anyway, but, I mean, that's just me. You know, when James Harden is ball-hogging like he is, and scoring 40, just worried about that. That's what I understand. Why you would sign with somebody else. I mean, I wouldn't want to play with somebody like that that's in a ball-hog. So, you know, guys, it's crazy. And which, by the way, be on the lookout for Houston Rockets to do some major free agency moves, too. You know, they just got their ass kicked by San Antonio Spurs, 130-99, big time blowout. You know, I mean, be on the lookout for all these teams, guys. You know, the trade deadline coming up, I believe it'd be the 21st, if I'm not mistaken. Might be 20th. I'm not exactly sure, but guys, it's gonna be really, really, really crazy. I'm happy about that free agency. Not free agency, I'm sorry, the trade that are happening. I know New York is doing good. That dude Porzingis is a monster. head down, shooting threes, you know, slapping people's shit. You know, he's killing. So, you know, that could be a big thing that he's playing well to get other people over there in the New York situation. So we'll definitely see. And to go back to the point of the Blake Griffin situation, you know, everybody makes mistakes. Everybody, you know, there's always arguments and it gets, you know, heated sometimes. And, you know, I don't know why everybody wants to play like, you know, well, he shouldn't have did this, you are this, and that, this, and that. We all lose control, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I do agree that, you know, some of my friends could make us, you know, go past, you know, insanity on certain situations. I didn't even know this, but they said that Kobe hit one of his teammates, so Michael Walker, in the face for owing him $100. So, you know, if you guys, yeah, I mean, that's crazy. You know, that I haven't even heard of that, but it's you know, it's mind-boggling, man, to deal with that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know, that dude's gonna probably be, you know, probably suffer from PTSD or whatever, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's definitely going to be a downfall in that situation. Let's get into the Golden State and the San Antonio game. I actually lost $10 on that game, unfortunately. I really thought the Spurs was going to pull it off, but they got blown out. I didn't exactly see the game, but you know, Golden State is killing the game right now, guys. I'm still not convinced. I don't think they could beat Spurs in seven games. I'm not convinced. You know, seven games, Golden State versus Spurs. I don't see Golden State beating Spurs in seven games. I really don't. And supposedly, LaMarcus Aldridge deactivated his social media accounts because he got blown out. He needed to get focused. He played horrible in that game. You know, it happened. You know, you're playing in Golden State. I mean, it's going to be a different story if you guys play at home and Golden State is coming to you guys' house, which I can't wait for that game because it's like, you know, I want San Antonio Spurs to blow them guys out by 35 to 40 points. You know, Dallas and Golden State are playing right now, 28-36. Charlotte is getting blown out by Utah Jazz, 102-73. And, you know, Charlotte Hornets, that was an under-the-radar team for me that I had picked. Unfortunately, they're losing to Utah. Well, they just lost to Utah. It's tough, man. It's tough. And to jump sports real quick from NBA, but let's go to the NFL real quick. The Pro Bowl is ridiculous. It's supposed to be the biggest Pro Bowl ever because they have so many people that's in the Pro Bowl. I don't know how many. I don't know. That's ridiculous. A lot of people probably not going to watch that Pro Bowl game. They put too many people in there, in my opinion. And when I looked at that whole, there's like 136 people in the Pro Bowl. Urban versus Rice or whatever, and they're picking teams. It's just ridiculous. Not everybody should go in the Pro Bowl. Only the people that have been killing for the year should be going. It's probably like the top two, top three people should go. You know, that's just my opinion. I'm not really, like I said, I don't really keep too much care for NBA all day, in my opinion. So, with that being said, let me get to the Cleveland situation also. Cleveland fired their head coach, number one in the Eastern Conference, but they fired their head coach, David Blatt. Does LeBron have something to do with that? Oh, man, I don't really know. I can't comment or speculate because I wasn't there, but, I mean, there has been rumors saying that he did let David Blatt. He was the reason why David Blatt got fired. He did the same thing in Miami. He tried to get Eric Spoelstra fired also when he was in Miami. So, you know, that situation actually worked out. They got two rings out of the four. Unfortunately, you know, Pat Riley was like, hey, man, he's not going anywhere, he's coaching. I think LeBron has something to do with David Black getting fired. I mean, and now that means that even if you're number one in the division and kill it, you know what I'm saying, you're still going to get fired. That simple, guys. I mean, you know, it's crazy. If you're not, I don't know, man. Lone, what your thoughts on the David Black firing from Cleveland? I mean, that when I saw that, man, I was surprised. I was like, what the hell? You guys are number one in the division. Like, what the? Y'all number one in the East. Why the hell would you fire your head coach? Like, crazy. So, you know, Lone, what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it doesn't really make sense to me. But you know, there's obviously something going on behind the scenes there. You know, I'm just kind of, why would you do that after getting you back to the championship? But maybe they don't feel like it was the coach. Maybe they feel like it was the players, and maybe the players felt closer to Tyronn Lue, very similar to what happened to in the Rockets situation with J.B. Bickerstaff replacing Kevin McHale. So you know. In that situation, and to go back what you were talking about before, it just in my mind. What were you saying before the NBA?
The NFL. NFL had, I think, 100. They got 136 people in the Pro Bowl.
Oh right, yeah. Just to give my opinion on that. They need to just do away with the Pro Bowl, man. It's outdated.
Yeah.
It's outdated. Philosophy, and it doesn't really serve any purpose because you already have the, you know, the all pro players and stuff like that and the Hall of Fame. It doesn't really serve any purpose anymore, and a lot of guys don't play in it anymore because they moved the game you know, to before the Super Bowl rather than after. So they need to just go ahead and get rid of it, man. It's pointless. I mean, you know, and you have it in Hawaii every year. I mean, you know, it's pointless, man.
Yeah, it's in Hawaii every year, and everybody that lost, you know, they're going to be bitter. It's about the Super Bowl, and they're going to be bitter about that. You know what I'm saying? Losing. All the teams, look at all the teams that had lost, that went to the playoffs and lost. They ain't going to play, man. They're going to be like, man, this is bullshit. I don't feel like being here. You know what I'm saying? But I guess it's good for the players because they all want, I guess, you know, they want their vacation and stuff like that, I guess. They feel like it's a vacation. You know, it's a layback game. You know what I'm saying? So, LeBron made a statement to reporters saying that he's never undermined a coach. I don't know how true that is. I don't know if, you know, he's lying or whatever. I guess that has yet to be, I guess we'll definitely see what goes on in that situation. You know, we'll see how Tyronn Lue handles the Cleveland Cavaliers. You know, and that's it. For that, Browns coach Hugh Jackson has yet to speak with Johnny Manziel. I think that they need to go ahead and start him in the Cleveland organization. To sit up there and not do that is just disrespectful. Then why did you draft him? You definitely need to trade him, man, if you're not going to use him at all. You know, you really ain't got nobody else out there that's leading your team. I mean, y'all been sorry, you know, ever since Jim Brown left y'all organization. So, you know, you're on the lookout for Dallas to get them, get him. If not, Dallas get Johnny Manziel. Definitely go after RG3. RG3 in Cleveland is probably going to be a thing. Be on the lookout for that. Yeah, and like I said, guys, don't forget to hit us up on the social media website, Facebook.com, Wolfpack TV. Give us a like. And write comments on the page, guys. That's what the page is there for. Let us know what kind of topics that you want to go over. Either sports or real life situations, doesn't matter, either one. And, you know, if you just want to send us comments, negative or positive, please feel free to do that, Wolf Nation. And, you know, the big thing is to come on the show. You know, you have that freedom. 713-955-0733. 10 o'clock Wednesdays and Thursdays. That time will actually change starting next month. I will keep you guys updated on the changes. Long Wolf, if there's anything else, I believe that's the show, buddy.
Tell that monkey to call the show. that nigga wanna call people's phone, you tell that nigga to call the damn show. That's all I got to say, man.
Yeah, man, and you know, stop calling me, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, these private numbers and this, you know, all this bullshit about you calling me and trying to figure out what's going on and tagging me in the pic. Just leave me the fuck alone, man. I'm like Michael Jackson. Just leave me alone. Period. You know, nobody's even thinking about you. I don't even know why you even want to call me, man, and call my phone and something like that. And you know, whoever gave my number out to that buffoon, you're gonna feel my wrath. I'm gonna figure out who you are, and I'm gonna feel wrath. Who's talking lip? Wolf Nation? What is going on? You guys are frowning up. Like, here we go again. You know what I'm saying? Go back and listen to the episodes of Wolfpack TV, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. Read between the lines. I'm not gonna tell you guys. But yeah, guys, that's about it. We will see you guys tomorrow with Real Life Situations. Tune in, keep it locked in Thursday. Wolf Nation, Wolfpack TV. Peace, Long Wolf. I'm Big Bad Wolf. We out of here.
Survey says
NWO. We out, Wolf Nation.
You're the punishment for making enemies for these soldiers.
Don't turn your back on the wolf pack.